Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up and sent my declarations. And after I sent my declarations, 1 Timothy 3:16 came into my vision. And I know I've done this for so many times. And I said, okay, remind me to look at 1 Timothy 3:16. And I did other stuff. You know, I went and, you know, took the trash out, cleaned the trash can, you know, just stuff in the yard. And then I kept saying 1 Timothy 3:16 to keep it on my mind so I wouldn't forget to look it up. So I'm reading it now. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." And I said, yes, Jesus was God that came in the flesh. And godliness is a mystery because there is so much being said about there's a God, there's not a God, there's a big boom, there just is this darkness, and then, I mean, it's just so many different things. I don't even remember all the stories because I didn't adopt any of those stories, so I don't remember them, but I'm pretty sure there's still stories going on about how the first creation was even created, and that's why God is a mystery. It's creation is a mystery. Because something had to start for anything else to come from it. And that is the great mystery. How did something start for anything to develop, for anything else to expand it? What is the very beginning? And God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to walk among us, to show us how to live godly lives. Jesus was our example. Jesus was God that was sent here in the flesh. People were able to be in his presence. People were able to touch him. People were able to see him. They were able to hear him. God came in the flesh. He took on a body. And that is the mystery because we are all spirit beings taking on a vessel, which is our body, in order for us to walk here on this planet. And that's why it was some years ago that I understood that we're all God. It took a long time for me to get that. God, we're not even perfect. We're like this, and we can't do this. Yeah. How can we be God? God is almighty. God is perfect. God is everywhere. God can do all things. He's a power. How can we be God? You know, we who have pain, we who can't accomplish everything we want, we who are not perfect, we who, you know, hate and get angry and, how can we even be God? Who came up with that? And I went years like that. But when you think about Jesus, when you think about how he came in the flesh, he was born just like we were born. And after years and years of hearing different things and asking my own questions and doing my own meditations, and reading the Bible and getting understanding for myself, because everybody understands things a different way, because the language, one word can mean 10 different things. So when you say something to somebody, they may get one meaning out of what you're saying when you didn't mean that at all. You meant something totally different. It's because words have so many different meanings, and it's the same word. So what I'm getting from this is that there's still a confusion about God's great mystery. It's a confusion. And I don't go to church, so I don't know what's being said in a pulpit. I don't know what's being said about us being gods. I don't know what's being said about creation. I have no idea. And I'm not going to walk into a church to find out. But I do know that God constantly gives me this verse. And we are God. And maybe I started thinking about my not being able to do something. And it's like, you can do whatever. You can do anything because you have the power of God within you. So maybe I was downing myself about something. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But I do know that we are all spirit. We're not flesh. We're not human. That's just our makeup. That's just our covering in order for us to be here on this planet. We can't be here as a spirit being and be able to hold things and be able to walk with our feet touching the ground. And we have to have something to ground us. We have to have some kind of vehicle, some kind of covering, which is our body, to be inside of. So we are spirit beings, and our bodies is like our costume or our spacesuit or whatever you want to call it. But we have to be in something tangible in order for us to do things here on this planet. That's why Jesus was sent. Jesus was sent. He had to be born. He had to be put in a body so that he could do the things that he was sent here to do. He wasn't going to be able to do those things if he can't be seen or felt. You know, he had to have on a body. He had to have on a space. He had to have on something. Something that can walk this planet. Something that can pick up objects. Something that you can see and touch. So that's why we took on these fleshly bodies. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Without controversy. Without, not with controversy, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And then it has a colon there. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Jesus was preached about, he was seen, and people took his messages, and people are still preaching his messages all over the world. Did Jesus physically go all over the world? No. His message went all over the world. He didn't physically go to every city, every state, every town, but his message spread through every city, every state, every town, every country. So there are people all over the world that believes in Jesus. All over the world. And people will continue to believe in Jesus. So the people who don't believe, do they matter? Not in my opinion. They don't. Because you cannot believe God, you cannot believe Jesus, you cannot believe salvation. It doesn't matter, because what you don't believe doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Your disbelief does not mean God doesn't exist. Your disbelief doesn't mean that Jesus didn't come in the flesh. Your disbelief doesn't mean that Jesus is not God. Your disbelief doesn't mean that we are God, that we're not God. You can disbelieve all you want. It don't mean anything. But the truth shall set you free. That just popped in my head. The truth shall set you free. And I'm telling you, when I'm confused about something, when I'm constantly questioning something, and then I finally get an answer, I feel like a big old gigantic weight is lifted off of me. It's like a burden that was just holding me down has just been suddenly lifted up, and I'm just still so free. The truth shall set you free. So if you're still questioning things, doubting things, then maybe it's because you don't have a truth yet. Because once you get the truth, you're not going to be feeling all confused and full of doubt and wishy-washy. And you're going to know. And you're going to be confident in whatever you know, and you're going to feel just as free. There's not going to be any confusion. And when people say things against what you believe, it won't even matter. Because what you believe, you feel very comfortable with, and you feel very free about, and you don't have any doubts or confusions about it. And that is freedom. And when I started learning something, because some things I hear, some things I read, and I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. That don't make any sense. Let me see. And then I'll study it, and I'll dissect it. And I will study and dissect until I either believe it or put it aside as something that's half-truth or zero-truth. So when I feel when I feel unsure of something, when I have doubts, when the doubts creep in, then I have to stop and think. And I ask questions. I'm like, well, I don't understand this. What does it mean by this or that, or how can that be? And I'll get the answers. I'll get them immediately, or I'll get them before the day's out, or I'll get them the very next morning. But the answer comes because I'm asking questions and I'm sincerely wanting to know the answers. And then if I get an answer and I feel, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, I can believe that. You know, so if it's something that just takes away all the confusion or the doubt, then that's free. To me, that's free. The truth shall set you free. So there's not too many things that I feel like that about with all the stuff going on out there, especially when I was going to church. I had so many questions when I was going to church. There's a lot of stuff that was so contradictory. And I would look at how people acted and match that to how they talked. It didn't match up. And then I would study them. I studied people. Most of my life, I spent studying people. Listening to what they were saying, watching what they were doing, looking at them as they spoke, seeing how they responded to other things. I mean, I used to watch people. I don't do it no more, at least not consciously. But I would consciously watch people, study them. What makes them act the way they do? What makes them think like they do? What makes them say the things they do? I mean, I used to study people. And it was really something. I started noticing the Joneses and the deceivers, the liars. There were people that, oh my God, they lied so much they got confused with their own lies. It's like they come back to you and they forgot the lie they told you. But the thing is, I remembered the lie. I said, oh, well, I thought you blah, blah, blah. And then they get all confused. So there are people that lie so much, they don't remember their lies. They don't remember who they told what lie to. And I even told one person, I said, well, no, we didn't go to that place. I never went to that place. I said, you must have went with your other girlfriend. No, it was you. I mean, he was swearing up and down. It was me and him that went somewhere. Because he's, oh, yeah, Sandra and I went. And I looked at him and said, no, you and Sandra did not go there. I said, I've never been there in my life. Don't even know where it's at. Don't know what it looks like. I said, I've never been there. Oh, yes, you did. Don't you remember? I said, no, I don't. I said, that must have been your other girlfriend. And then the person he was trying that to just kind of put their head down, like, oh, no. But the person was swearing up and down that we went someplace and that I just don't remember. He was accusing me of not remembering. It's because I did not go with him. He went with somebody else. And he got his stories all mixed up. And so there, I study people like that. I study people that whatever you buy, if you have something, somebody, your neighbor's going to get it too. Whatever somebody gets, they get to. They call them follow the Joneses. So I saw people like, I mean, I saw so many different types of people. And I say, wow, it's like a fairy tale. But that was way before I realized that life is just a story anyway. Life is a fairy tale. That's all it is. It's a fairy tale. We all actors and actresses playing different stories in each other's lives, creating our stories, be getting involved in other people's creations. It's just all it is. It's just a big, gigantic fairy tale. Until we leave this planet and go back into our natural state. And it took me years to realize that, but when I was younger, I did a lot of studying of people, a lot of studying of people. So, and I got to where I couldn't trust anybody, and people had to prove themselves, and it was really an experience. I went through a lot of changes in my life, but it was a growing experience. I've grown a lot. I've matured a lot. I've gained a lot of wisdom watching people. And, you know, it's interesting. Interesting seeing all the different types of characters out there. Really interesting. But getting back to see, I'm just on here because I thought, okay, God gave me this verse again. Let me read this verse. And let me just turn this recorder on while I'm doing this, because the only thing I can come up with is that there is still something going on. Something must be going on. I don't read the paper. I don't watch the news. I don't know what's going on in that world out there. But to keep getting this verse, maybe something's going on. Is the Antichrist coming yet or something? I don't know. Maybe it would be a good idea to listen to the news or look at some religious station or something and see what they're talking about. But Jesus, yes, yes, Jesus is God who came in the flesh. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I know years ago I was asked, well, what if there is no God? What if none of this stuff exists? And I said, well, that's okay too. I'm enjoying what I believe. Makes me feel good. I'm happy about it. So do what makes you feel good. If you feel good worshiping the devil, worship the devil. If you feel good worshiping Jesus, worship Jesus. If you feel good worshiping yourself, worship yourself. Do what makes you feel good. Because whatever the truth is the truth no matter what we believe and what we do. The truth is the truth, and it cannot be argued. It cannot be changed. Truth is truth. And if you say that my truth is not really a truth, then that's okay. It's true for me, and it makes me feel delicious. It makes me feel free. It makes me feel happy. And if your truth makes you feel delicious and free and happy, whatever your terms are, then you stick with your truth. I'm going to stick with mine. And whatever the actual truth is, it can't be changed. It's going to stay that way no matter what anybody's truth is. The actual truth is going to be truth no matter what. And when we leave this planet, when we go back to our natural state, and yes, some of you don't even believe there's another state, but when we leave this planet, the actual truth will reveal itself. So if you believe that we die and that's it, boom, nothing, then when you die, the truth will reveal itself. It'll reveal, boom, there's nothing, or to reveal, oh my God, I'm in heaven, or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm going to stick with my truth. I know that Jesus, I know from the deepest depths of my heart that he's God that came in the flesh. I can't even fathom a human being saying certain things that's in that Bible. I just can't. I can't even wrap my mind around a human being saying certain things that's written in the Bible. I just can't. Because that means man then destroyed himself when he opened his mouth saying those things. He just destroyed himself from then on. So I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So I believe God's word. And if man has put in the word or taken from the word, that's what man do anyway. Man likes to put his hand in stuff and destroy things, contaminate things. I mean, that's what man do. Okay? That's what human, that's how you can tell human from God. Human is destruction. That's one of their main goals, is to destroy something, whether it's a message from the Father, the creator, source of all creation, whether it's the food that he provides for our nourishment, whether it's water, whether it's the air, man loves to destroy. That's what man does. So, if something's been taken out the Bible, added to the Bible, don't be surprised. It's what man do. Okay? Man loves to contaminate. Man loves to decrease value. He'll do whatever it takes to decrease value. He'll do whatever it takes to look important, to sound important. He'll do whatever it takes to control as much as he can control. That's man. That is man. There is nothing wrong with the food that God provides for us. There's nothing wrong with the air. There's nothing wrong with the water. There's nothing wrong with anything that God has provided for us. Because underneath all the crap that man has done is purity, light, energy, love, joy, perfection. Because God is perfect. God is perfect. So if there's anything you experience in your life that is less than perfect, I bet you man had his hands on it. Man, the human being is destructive. That's one of the main purposes, is they are destructive. But when you are walking in the power of God, the power of truth, you're not destructive. You're not destructive. You're going to be creating beauty, oneness, joy, power for all. You're going to be creating things that brings light and beauty and power and higher vibration. I mean, the beautiful things. God creates beauty. God creates beauty. And anything less than beautiful has been contaminated, has been tainted. And that's something man does. So when man wake up and realize that he's a spirit being, that he is love, joy, light, when he wake up and realize that and tap into that part, the true part of himself, herself, when they tap into that true part, then they start creating as such. They start creating from that part of themselves. They start creating beauty and love and light. They start creating things that's beneficial for the planet, for themselves, for each other. But they have to tap into that part. But as long as they live the human flesh, as long as they believe that that's the truth of them, then they're going to contaminate. They're going to continue to contaminate and destroy. Think about yourself. Think about how you are when you're walking as God. And think about how you are when you're walking as a human being. There is a huge difference. I can I know when I'm in the flesh. And I know when I'm in the spirit. So I know when one has the upper hand. When I get upset, when I start talking negative, that's not the spirit. That's the flesh. And then I switch it up as quickly as I can. Because
being out of my body. That's why I stayed out so long and so often.
because I enjoyed it out there. But now I'm learning with the help of, thank you, Mother Gaia, with the help of Mother Gaia, I am learning to stay right here planted in this body. And I have yet to get used to it. But that day will come, I guess it will come for me to get used to it. But to be in the body, to stay in the body, and to live the spirit side of you, to be more your spirit self than not, it's awesome. Because I was being my spirit self out of my body. And that's why a lot of people look at me like I'm strange or weird or didn't, you know, got away from me as quick as it could. Because I was like a shell, a vacant shell. Because people was probably talking to me and I was probably looking at them all weird or whatever. Because I wasn't in the shell. I was gone. And my body was just doing whatever it could without me being in it. Can you imagine what that looked like? I used to be so out of it that I'm looking at somebody, I'm they're going to walk right into me. Can't they see me? They couldn't see me. They could not see me until they were right on top of me. I said, I'm not moving. They did not see me until they were right on top of me and then got the way real quick, ran to the wall, getting out of my way. Because I was vibrating so high that people literally could not see me. And I was getting upset because I'm like, these people ignore me. Can't they see me? La, la, la. And I was getting upset, and it came to my attention. Somebody brought it to my attention. You're vibrating too high. You're going to have to balance that. You're going to have to come down. You got to ground. Get grounded. That's what they keep telling me. You need to be grounded. You need to be grounded. Because I was vibrating so high that people literally could not see me. It's funny now, but then it was like pissing me off. It wasn't funny then. Can you imagine being in line to get something to eat, and then you're next in line, the person behind the counter look behind you and say, can I help you? Like, you're not even there. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm next. Can they see me? And I just got the line, and the guy behind me went ahead and got helped. I got the line, went across the street to another place to get something to eat. The same identical thing happened. I was the next one up. He looked behind me, can I help you? And then that person walked up and got help, and I'm standing there looking silly. And twice in a row, I said, what the heck is going on? And then when somebody about to walk right into me like they don't see me, that's when I was told. I said it to somebody, and they said, it's because you're vibrating too high. And people that are on a lower vibration, they cannot see you. They can't. You're going to have to ground yourself and stay grounded. And I had gotten this, I forgot what you call it now, but it's something they do behind you with this little pendulum. Anyway, it grounds you. I had this lady do this to me at some kind of health and wellness thing I went to one day. And she said, you need to be grounded. She said, what do you, she was asking me, what did I want? I said, I don't really know. I just want to try what you got, you know. And she said, okay. She said, well, you can look like you need some grounding, so let me ground you. I said, oh, boy. She said, well, you know, not too much. I just ground you, you know, because, you know, you kind of out there. So I said, okay. She did whatever she did, and I felt like lead. I felt like I couldn't even move. I said, I don't like this. I said, I feel so heavy. I can't even lift my feet. Hey, I can't move my arm. I can't lift my feet. This is too heavy. I don't like this. And then she said, okay, wait a minute. And then she did something else. And then she said, how you feel now? I said, okay, that's better. Okay, I can handle this. This is better. But grounded, it's heavy for me. It's so heavy. But I'm just all out there now. I don't even know why I'm talking about all this stuff. But I don't know. But anyway, I'm going back in memory lane or something. I just turned this recorder on because I didn't know what I was going to end up saying. So that's what I ended up saying. How about you get out there? No, me down. No, to go. I need to get up to the show for this. Okay. All righty. Okay. I may not be even sharing this. I'll let the Lord All it does, huh? I don't know. Be that day.
Projects.
And I want to stay focused and stay on a path so I can manifest all these different projects. And it's God has just given me so many ideas and so many visions. And I'm just doing some of this and that. But whatever I'm doing, I want to stay on the path. I don't want to steer off of it in any way. I don't want to steer off of it. I want to be on the right path. So no matter how many different projects I do, I want to make sure that I am focused and in alignment with the Grand Master Plan. So whatever projects I do, they all have to be relevant to the big, big plan. And so I thank God and I thank Him for always being there and listening and sending me more ideas and more visions. And God is awesome. God is the best friend. He is the best everything. And I am just so grateful to have this relationship with Him. And it's just awesome. That's why I can stay in this house, because God, I know God is everywhere, but when He's in your home, in your walls, He just, I mean, right here in your space, it's like I don't even want to leave. I have to make myself get out of here. And I know God is everywhere. He's everywhere I go. But I also know that there are other people everywhere I go out there. And we have different vibrations. And those of us that have this really low vibration, it's irritating to me. It's not as bad as it used to be. But when I get around a really low, dense vibration, it used to just irritate me. But I don't get out as much as I used to now, so I'm not irritated as much now. So when I do get out, I have to stay focused on who and what I am and stay in that high vibration so that when I'm around that low vibration, it won't affect me in any way near how it used to. But I'm not out that much anymore. I just been so busy, and my days have switched or something, because when I'm awake, most people are asleep. When I'm sleeping, most people are awake. I could be up like this morning. I was up until 8 something this morning, about 8:30 this morning. And I woke up at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock yesterday, 9 o'clock a.m. yesterday, and I was up until 8:30 this morning. I said, let me go get some sleep. I lay down for about 4 hours, no more than 4.5 hours. And then I was up, and I've been up since. So it's like my days are really, you know, they're strange right now. But I don't know if I ever get back to a normal schedule, whatever that looks like. So, I mean, I'm not tired or anything. I'm just like, I shared earlier, just had this, like, heaviness, you know. But that's been ever since I've been really grounded and focused. So that's what it's all about. You can really feel it. I can really feel the difference. I mean, I really enjoy floating, but to be able to be in that space and grounded, that's a gift. That's good. I'm enjoying that. So to a certain point, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it more once I get used to this heaviness. And then I can work in, like, my exercises and, you know, different things I used to do, because I've been wanting to go walking, and I haven't done that yet. So once I get used to this heaviness, then I could be able to start doing other things that I normally do when I'm, you know, floating. But thank you for listening, and I'm just going to cut this now, because I'm just, like I said, I'm just rambling. So I just thought I'd go ahead and share this verse, because this is me just getting on the recorder right away, just getting on and reading the verse. It's not something I did beforehand and then recorded my experiences after. I'm just doing all this in the moment. So thank you for listening to my transformation, and I would love to hear from you if you have something to share about your own transformation, about your own awakenings, something that God has shown you that maybe you didn't understand or realize before, some new enlightenment, some new awareness that God has given you. And I would love to hear that. You know, I would love to hear your side and hear your story. And it's just a sharing. My transformation is me sharing my experiences with the Father, my sharing my experiences with my own personal growth and awareness and insights, and, you know, and I would love to hear, you know, your insights and your new awarenesses and your spiritual growth and whatever path that you're on. And, you know, maybe we can support each other and pray for each other. So if there's something that you're wanting to accomplish in your life and you're on that path to understanding what it is to do or how to accomplish it, and you want some, you know, somebody praying for you or praying with you or, you know, whatever, just, you know, let me know. And we can be like prayer partners or something. That's one thing I was told by a shaman. She said, you know, if somebody asks you to pray for them, make sure you pray for them, because your prayers are powerful. Your prayers get things moving. And I said, yeah, yeah. I said, I know when I pray for myself, she said, it's not just you. Say, when you pray for anybody, your prayers are very powerful, because just if anybody asks you to pray for them, do it. And I said, okay. And so sometimes people can notice that about me, and they'll just say something that's going on in their life, and they know just by them saying it that something is already getting switched up for them. And I knew one person I used to work with, she was like that. Well, two people. They would say something, and they just knew that all they had to do was mention it, and things would start working out. They just knew, because you could just tell me something, and it's like immediately I'm doing something on another level. I'm doing something for your situation. And then, so it's not like I have to go and get on my knees and start praying about it. It starts right then. And then I'll do something special and really connect with the higher power and speak on your behalf. But as soon as you tell me, it starts right then. Something goes in motion right then. And I knew I was able to do that. And for someone to tell me and to notice it, you know, well, she's a shaman. I mean, I do shaman stuff too. I just don't label what I do. I don't label it. I just do it, because it comes from the Father. You know, no matter what you do, whether it's shaman stuff, Reiki, or whatever you're doing, it's coming from the source. It's coming from that energy, that vibration. And so people like to label things. People like to call themselves this and that and the other. And I just say, I'm just spirit. And the power of God flows through me. Yeah, I don't like to label things. And I definitely don't like going to school and getting certificates and licenses for different stuff that I do naturally. I have not, I've tried several times to go to school for stuff that I know I do. Each time I would say, I ain't going. Because I don't feel, I just don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel to go to a school and do studies and take tests and get a license and all that to do something that I'm doing naturally from the Father. That I'm being touched and blessed and empowered by Him to do certain things. And I know it, so the Western mentality can accept you and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, right now, that's not even number one for me. I know it can help me get clients. I know it can help me work in certain places like, you know, centers and spas and stuff like that. I know it can help me do all that. If I had this piece of paper with my name on it saying I went to this school and graduated and blah, blah, blah. But right now, I just don't feel that. And I know I've tried at least 5 times to go to school, and I couldn't bring myself to do it when it was time to do it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I like being natural. I like for things to flow through me. I like doing things intuitively. I don't like trying to perfect what's already perfect. The energy of God is perfect. The power of God is perfect. Going to school to get a piece of paper to do something that perfectly comes through me, I don't feel that at all. And that's one problem with humans. They like to try to make perfect what's already perfect. They like to tamper with perfection. And they contaminate it. They take away from the power of it. When they try to step there and perfect something that's already perfect, why is it that people can't just naturally heal? Why can't people just naturally manifest things? Why can't people just naturally do things for others? Why can't they just have a natural gift? Why do you expect them to go to school and get papers and have some kind of signature or something behind their name, some kind of letters, PhDs and all that? Why can't they just be natural? Why can't they just be opened up to the power of God to work through them? Why can't they just be natural? I'm all about being natural. I like intuitively doing things. I don't want to dissect what I'm doing and have to explain what I'm doing to somebody and say, oh, well, I'm doing this and it's because of this and it means that. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped venting. That's one of the reasons why I stopped doing the ancient soul healing. Because people want to know all these answers to all these questions. I didn't want to know the answers. I just wanted to be a vessel for the Lord to work through to help others. That's all I wanted. I didn't want to have to go study what I'm saying. I speak languages. I speak all kinds of languages. Languages that's not even spoken anymore. Languages that are dying out. Do I want to know? Do I want to dissect what I'm saying? No. I like flowing. I like just flowing, just being. That's what I like. Human beings like to dissect. Human beings like to tear apart. Human beings like to destroy and weaken the power. That's human beings. I prefer to be spirit. I prefer to just see this human part of me as what it is, a vessel, a house, for my spirit being to live in and work through. That's all. That's all it is. A place for my spirit being to live in and work through. How did I get on that? I don't know. How did I get on that? But yeah, that's why I'm not doing my heart's greatest desire. People were not ready for me. They were not ready. They're starting to get ready because people out there saying the same old stuff I've been saying 5, 6 years ago. They're acting like it's something new. It's not new. What I do isn't new. It's been around for many, many years. It's ancient. Ancient. Back in the Lemurian days, Egyptian days, the days before all that, what I do is ancient. That's why I call it ancient soul healing. And I call it ancient soul healing because it's working with the truth of who you are. It's going down into the deep roots of your truth, bringing it out in the front, in the open, so that you can be that truth. Digging up all the crap that is not you and separating it. And releasing it so that you can be all that you are. Ancient soul healing is powerful. Powerful and immediate. A lot of people were scared of it. Scared of it. And then there were those that wanted to ask all these questions about it instead of just receiving it. Wow, it's powerful. It has made a great change in my life. And in the lives of those that I've done it to, oh my God, total change in their lives. It's instant. It don't play. It don't play. So it's not for somebody who wants to play or go on an adventure. It's for somebody who wants to truly be all they are. Somebody who wants to truly make that change in their life. That's what it's for. It's not for the weak and faint-hearted. Because it's going to have you on your toes. I mean, on your toes. It's going to bring stuff to your face that you're going to have to get rid of or keep. You're going to have a choice. but it's going to open up all kinds of doors for you. And those doors may have some ugly stuff behind them, but it's an opportunity for you to clear it and face it and release it. It's a journey. I call it a magical journey because you just don't know what's going to happen. It's just, but you're going to have so many magical experiences. Oh, my God. And while you're clearing and healing and growing and strengthening, you're going to have so many experiences. People who never did art started painting beautiful paintings. And I mean paintings that have energy in them, powerful healing energy. People went back to writing. This one guy, he haven't did artwork in years. He went back doing art. He went back writing poems and all kinds of stuff. It brings out your true creativity. Creativity you didn't even know you had. You start doing. I do abstract art. I never did art before. I did all kinds of abstract art, and my art has energy and power and healing in it. And now I'm doing something I never did before. Fashion designing. I've never done that before. I'm doing things that I've never even thought about doing. And that's what it does. Yeah, I did ancient soul healing on me. I did it on me first. Then I did it on family members. And then I went out and introduced it to a vending place. And I did it on some people. But then I stopped vending. I stopped doing it because people were not honoring the power of the ancients. They want the question. They want to say this and ask that. And because they did not understand the language. They wanted to know the language, know what it meant in English. Don't you know when you dissect something that's straight from the ancients, you weaken the power of it? They didn't honor it coming directly from the source of all power. They didn't honor that. And I said, Lord, I'm not doing this anymore. I said, I know it's what you want me to do, but they are dishonoring you and they're disrespecting me. I said, I'm not going to have that. Because I have to be in an open state of mind. I have to be totally free and filled with joy to do this 100%. And because I feel disrespected and because I feel that they are dishonoring your power, I can't continue to do this because I'm not going to be fully open. I have to be fully open for this because I give myself totally to the power of God when I'm doing ancient soul healing. And when I started noticing disrespect and dishonor, that was it. I said, oh, no. This is too valuable to be shared with people like that. Too valuable. No, thank you. I'm not doing it no more. And God allowed me to stop. And I still do it for family in a very little way. If they say something, I'll send an energy out there to support them. I may do a secret ceremony for them, but as far as getting out there and doing it as a career or a job, I could do some awesome stuff. I can work in hospitals, centers, spas, anywhere. But because of the disrespect and the dishonor, and because the Western mentality wants you to have paperwork, go to college, go to school, do this, do that, study under a certain person, I study under God. And I don't even study. I just become an open vessel for the power of God to flow through. Because it's Him. It's Him doing it. I'm just a vessel submitted to His will, His power. Why you gotta go to school for that? My teacher, God. My instructor, God. Where I get it from? God. That's where I get it from. You want me to hear, you want to hear me say somebody's name that's known all over the world or known in different places? No. I even almost went to a something Brennan school. Because everybody was, oh, do you know Barbara Brennan or somebody? I said, no, never heard of her. Oh, you haven't? Oh, well, she this and she that and she that. I looked her up. I'm doing what she does. And there's different people. Oh, you don't know something? Oh, well, this is a, and they tell me all about this person and how they've been going to school with this person and doing this person's school for 3 years and blah, blah, blah. I looked them up. I got all that from God. And then I said, okay, well, maybe I need to go to the school so they can say, oh, you taught on the so-and-so, you learned on the so-and-so. That's a cover-up, you know? I couldn't bring myself to do it. There's certain different people that supposedly are so well-known, doing this and doing that. And I was going to go to their school just to use their name so I can do what I do best. I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's been 5 years, 6 years, and I have yet to bring myself to do that. Because I know that they're not doing anything different than what I'm already doing. And I haven't been taught it. I didn't go to any school. I didn't get any training. It just flows through intuitively from the Father. And I know there's people out there who do Reiki classes and la, 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 just to have a cover-up name for what they do. I know somebody personally like that. Oh, girl, you know we did that, da, 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 and I just doing it under the skies of Reiki, but I'm doing my thing while I'm doing the Reiki, you know? And so this person did that. This person went to school for that, just so that he could do what he does naturally, intuitively. You know, he just called it Reiki because that's what people accept. People accept certain things. They don't want to accept just the truth. It's so hard to just accept the truth. They don't want to accept the truth. They want to accept something that's not totally true. And so he had to go to school and do Reiki or massage or whatever he went to school for, spend that 3 years or whatever doing that, just so he could do what he does naturally and intuitively. And I said, well, I guess I got to go to school then if I want to be doing this for my, you know, this is my passion. But I haven't been able to go to school. Wow. I don't know, maybe if that's God's plan for me in the future, I'm going to go. But every time, I'm telling you, every time I thought about going to school, I mean, I even called the place, they sent me information, but then when it came time to commit to doing it, I didn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to doing it. I went to, there was this one church that was doing healing. I said, oh yeah, I can do this. I want to go there. I want to offer my services. And that way I could just, you know, be healing, doing my healing and stuff, you know. They wanted me to go and study under them for 5 years. I'm like, what? You want me to come to your church and study under you for 5 years before you will allow me to do hands-on healing? Oh, my God. I'm not doing that. And I didn't do it. You want me to study under you to do something that God has given me? And it may just be my stubbornness. I don't know. But, you know, I don't even know why I'm talking. I'm just talking. I wonder if God's going to have me upload this. I'm just kidding. This is what I do, though. I mean, I'll just sit here and be talking. And even though I'm recording this, I would still be doing this anyway, just not recording it. And then normally I would just maybe share something of what I'm talking about. But I'm sitting up here recording everything I'm saying, so you're getting a full gist of how I am when I get like this. This is me. This is what I be doing. I told you in other recordings that sometimes I just be talking, entertaining myself, you know. I just talk about whatever, and that's what I'm doing now. You can just hear it. Isn't that nice? As if I uploaded it. If you're hearing it, it's because I uploaded it, right? But yeah, I'd be talking, I just go back in the past, you know, experiences and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know if the day will come. It may. If the day will come where people would accept just the natural gift and not ask you all them questions. Who'd you study under? How long you been doing this? Who you study under now? How long you... 3 years. So they'd rather be with somebody who's been doing something for 20 years, 25 years. And what they're doing is no more than what you're doing. And you've only been doing it for 3 years. That's how it's been. I've looked at some of those people's things. I got on their websites, got their books, everything. And okay, I said, they've been doing this for 25, 30 years. This just came through me in my meditation. All that they're doing, I'm doing just from my meditation. It was given to me through meditation. And I haven't been doing it for 25, 30 years, you know. So it's amazing. God is powerful. God is powerful because when you make that connection with the Lord, He helps you to awaken to your power. I mean, doing that healing, being able to do powerful prayers and stuff like that, that's all God. That's your spirit being. We all have that power. We all have it. It's not necessary to go to school to learn Reiki or any of that. You got that energy. It's the universal energy. It's from God. You can connect with it. You can call it into you. You don't have to go to school. I didn't go to school. I even went to do something with somebody, psychic, thinking that I had to do that. And when I went, she said, okay, now do me. She said, oh, my God, she said, you are powerful. She told me that I had powerful energy. And she said, she told me, don't try to do it. Just make the intention and then do it on its own. Because when she first told me to do her, she told me not to try to do it. She said, just let it come on its own. And I did that. And she said it was powerful. She said, because when she did something, I did my hand, I touched her, something, put my hand over her. She said she felt a lot of powerful energy coming from my hand. And when I did one guy's ceremony, he was already doing Reiki. He said that after I did the ceremony, his clients started telling him, say, man, I could feel energy coming from your body. You know, they didn't just feel it from his hand. They felt it just coming off of him. And he started getting real sensitive to light, and he started communing with the ancients and all kinds of stuff he started doing. But that's what it does. When you connect with your truth, who you really are, all kinds of things start happening. You start getting messages from the ancients. You have a close relationship with the Lord, with your creator. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Magic. That's why I call it a magical journey. Magic starts happening. You start speaking languages from nowhere. You start creating things you never even thought of creating. You start doing things you didn't even think of doing. It's just a magical journey. All you do is follow the flow of the energy and go where it takes you. Resisting energy causes blocks and stagnation. Flow with the energy and doors will open up for you. What's behind that door? Let me follow the energy and see. Oh, my God. Paint equipment. What am I going to do with that? I don't know how to paint. Well, let me go get some because the door is open and I'm supposed to get this stuff. That's what happened to me. I went, put all this stuff, and sat on the floor and said, now what? Started opening up stuff, got the canvas out, started doing things, and I set out my creation. I said, oh, my God. My body started moving. I said, man, there's a lot of energy in this painting. Woo, what does this mean? way that I found out, it was healing art. Healing art. All my paintings, healing art. They had messages in them. Messages. I even had some people look at my paintings and they told me what the painting meant. I even had this one girl. I did a vending thing. I took my art. One girl looked at, she was just staring. I said, "You like this?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What does it say?" And she told me what it said. She read about three of my paintings. And all that came through intuitively. I had never done art before. Never. Never painted. And it all came through intuitively. And it had power, energy, healing, and meaning. That's what it does. Ancient soul healing. And with me talking about it, God was going to have me bring it back up again. It must be getting closer time to do it again. Maybe people are finally getting ready to receive ancient soul healing. It's some powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. So maybe that's why I mentioned it, because he's going to have me go back doing it again. We shall see. We shall see. Well, you know what? I got a lot to do. I'm going to close this because I normally be talking to myself anyway. But I can't be doing what I'm going to do and be talking on this recorder. So I'm going to get off this recorder and thank you. I'm just sharing my days, my thoughts for the day. And until next time. Whatever God has me do next time, he hasn't given me a book to read to you again. He may have me do another book for you. He may have me do a scripture. He may have me share some insight. I don't know. I go with the flow. So God bless you, and may you continue to grow and expand into your true being. I woke up and said my declarations. And after I said my declarations, 1 Timothy 3:16 came into my vision. And I know I've done this verse so many times.